in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
请大家把圣经翻到新约圣经哥林多前书13章。
It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in New Testament.
非常有名的一段经文当中的一句。
Just one sentence of the very famous passage.
哥林多前书13章第4节，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.
今天为我们来传讲主的话语的是满仓弟兄。
We have brother Elder Man Chang for the preaching God's word.
题目是爱是不嫉妒。
The topic is love does not envy.
我们将时间交给满仓。
Let's give time to Man Chang.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天这个经文很短，只有一节。
This is a very short passage.
但是我想做起来是很不容易。But
this is a very difficult thing to do.
不知道你们怎么样，我觉得我在准备的时候就常常想自己实在是一个很嫉妒的人。
During my preparation, I really feel I'm a person of great envy.
好，那我们就一起来，就是学习神的话语。
Let's learn God's words together.
首先我们先看一看什么是嫉妒。Let's
learn what is envy.
嫉妒在这个英文里边有两个字。
Envy has two words in English.
对，一个是envy，就是一个是envy，一个是jealous.
One is envy, the other is jealous.
所以在我们中文里边呢，实际上就用一个字来表达。In
Chinese, it's one word.
所以在有些这个英文版本里边，像我们这个 NIV 就写的翻译成就是，love doesn't envy.
And in NIV, it says love does not envy.
有些这个翻译成就是说是 love is not jealous.
In other versions, it's translated into love is not jealous.
所以这个有些人就是根据这个 envy 和这个 jealous 把嫉妒分成两种。
People will separate these jealous and envy to two kinds.
第一个就是说是对某人的财富或者成功感到不满意。
That envy is that you feel discontent about others' success or wealth.
或者你感到愤恨。
Or you feel anger.
特别是那个人，他有些东西就是你所想要的东西。
Especially he has something you really want.
所以这个 jealous 呢，就是说你对别人的优势或者成就感到愤恨。
Jealous on the other hand is the discontent to others' superiority.
所以你在程度严重的时候，你会生出这个异常的恼怒和苦毒。
The more serious case, you will get grudges and will develop this uncommon bitterness.
还有的就发现就是说是envy呢，就是说别人有的呢，就是说你一定要把它要，就是你没有的话，你要把它剥夺掉。Some
people say that envy is to if others have something and you want it and you will just get it from him.
Jealous 呢，就是别人有的你想有，但是你不一定就是说要把别人剥夺，就是你一定要得到。
Jealous means that you have to have something that others have.
不管怎么样，就是这两个字，就是我们中文那个嫉妒呢，我想都包括这两个意思，都包括这里边。
In Chinese, is this one word cover both meanings?
下面我看一看，就是我查的这个字典上，就是说有两个对它的定义。
In this dictionary, it has two definitions.
这个维氏字典呢，就说是这个它的定义就说嫉妒呢是对某人的成功或者成就或者优势表示愤恨或羡慕。
In Webster's dictionary, the envy is that we feel anger or this loneliness for others' success and the achievements.
这个朱贤志他主编的这个心理学大字典。
In one of the Chinese encyclopedia of psychology,
他的定义就是说，与他人比较，发现自己在才能、名誉、地位或者境遇等方面不如别人，而产生一种羞愧、愤怒、愤恨，所组成的一种复杂的情绪。
It is find that in comparison with others, you find your ability, your fame, your status, or your surroundings that you are inferior to others, so you feel shame and anger and grudges and these complex emotions.
其实根据这个东西，我就说这个都定的比较复杂，所以我给他定一个比较简单的一个，看这样这样。
Yeah, throughout all these complex definitions, I simplified it like this.
就是一个就是说看到别人没有的东西呢，就是我这个心里边感到不平。我就是我应该把你的东西呢，一定要就是说拿走。
Is something that if you have something that I really want, then I'll take it away.
如果我没有的话，你也别想有。
If I don't have it, neither do you.
第二个就是说我看到你的东西呢，我很羡慕，我也感到这个不平，感到愤恨。
Something that I feel angry and grudges for something you have and I don't.
所以你有呢，我就也一定要有。
If you have it, then I will have it too.
这个嫉妒呢非常普遍。
This is a very common thing for envy.
我想大人有，小孩也有。
I think this apply to both adults and children.
在现在有，在过去也有。
This is true now and in the past.
我在准备的时候，我就想起这个三国时候的这个谁呢？是周瑜。
I think about this general Zhou in the Three Kingdoms.
因为这个周瑜呢，大家都知道他是三国在吴国一个很著名的这个将领。
Yeah, in the dynasty of the Three Kingdoms, this general Zhou is a very famous general.
他在这个公元208年是赤壁之战，大破曹军。
In the 208, in this war of the Red War, he defeated enemies greatly.
奠定了这个三分天下的基础。
And he has really defined the basis for the three kingdoms.
不过你要是看周瑜的话，你觉得他的人生呢，实际上十分是美满的。
General Zhou actually have a very happy life.
他不仅长得帅。
He's very handsome.
并且又懂音乐，又会打仗。
He knows music. He know how to fight a war.
他还娶到这个，就是他的叫什么小乔，非常的。
And his wife is the one of the most beautiful ladies, 小乔。
我觉得如果要是今天要是和他比的话，我想就是台湾的马英九可能会和他比。
I think the present time, the only comparison is this 马英九。
但是他和诸葛亮比的话，他还是功亏一筹。
But whenever he compares with another famous characters, 诸葛亮 he's always lose at the last mile.
所以他就非常的嫉妒呢诸葛亮。
So he always envy this 诸葛亮。
在这个赤壁之战以后，他就是常常想把这个诸葛亮杀掉。
So during this great war, he always tried to kill him.
所以就是你想知道的话，也可以知道，就是他要让诸葛亮去造箭。
He used many opportunities like the unfair treatment to make arrows.
他反正就是多次想铲除这个借着这个刘备的力量。
He want to get rid of this power of the emperor that 诸葛亮 served.
但他最后呢是怎么？最后就是这个被诸葛亮是怎么？我们都知道三气周瑜。
We know these events of three enragements for General Zhou.
最后终于在愤恨中就是吐血死亡。
So he really died in anger by vomiting blood.
他这个，他最有名的这个最有名的让人能够记忆最深的一句话是什么？就是“既生”，对，“既生瑜，何生亮”。
So one of his most famous saying is that if I was born, why is him?
意思就是说，既然你是天生下我这个周瑜，为什么还要生这个诸葛亮呢？
It means if I was born in this world, why is another person being my enemy?
其实我们看周瑜的死呢，是完全是出于他的嫉妒。
We can see that his death is out of his envy.
实在是人生的一种悲剧。
It's a big tragedy of life.
不过我在举的是古时候周瑜的例子。
This is an example in the ancient time.
我就想问一下弟兄姐妹，你自己想一下你自己。
You can think about yourself.
你小的时候有没有嫉妒过你朋友的玩具
？When you were young, have you ever envy about the toys of others？
在小学和中学的时候有没有嫉妒过你的同学
？Do you envy your classmates？
现在你大了，你有没有嫉妒过你的同事
？Now do you envy your colleagues？
甚至在你家里边，你有没有嫉妒过你的家人
？Even that, have you envy your family members？
我在这个在准备的时候，我想到在今年这个5月17日。
I thought about the May 17th this year.
我们商学院每年要就是在五月份呢，就是要有一个午餐。
In the business school here, we have this staff luncheon.
每年都在Hotel School 的二楼这个饭店的一个屋子举行。
It will be held in the second floor of the hotel school.
我们这个去不不吃饭不是目的。
It's not the meal is not the purpose.
主要就是说来表彰这一年啊，就是在我们学院这些模范，就是这个模范的员工。
It's really to award the model staff.
啊，每年就是让大家投票呢，就是说选根据这个投票的多少就选出前三名。
It's a voting for the first three staff of the year.
啊，这个主要的这个标准呢，就是说你是工作努力。
The standards is like whether you work hard,
并且能够乐意来帮助人
or willingness to help others.
所以在就是我们吃饭最后在发奖的时候啊
，so in the award ceremony,
我看到有三个人啊，就是到前边在这鼓掌声中到了前边，从这个院长手中然后拿下了奖品。
So I'll see the three people in all the applauses and walk towards the stage and receive the awards from the dean.
但是我是也是非常的为他们来高兴。
On one hand, I'm very happy for them.
但是另一想想看，想想这三个人平时的一些表现。
But on the other hand, I thought about what they have.
再联想自己。
And I thought about myself.
心中就有一种不平衡。
And I have this imbalance.
就说这些人凭什么呀
？What they have?
他就是不是凭这个我们这个不公平的这些制度。
It's just because of the unfair referee process.
这就是说，其实看看我，其实说老实话，被他们做的好多了。
I look at myself, I think I'm much better.
这个不是我讲，是我老板讲的。
This is not from me, but from my boss.
就是这为什么就想想，因为我们学院呢，就是说让大家来评。
Because this is a vote by everyone.
另外这个每个人每个部门呢就是说你接触的人这个多少有关系
so this is really related to the how many people you will encounter in each department
你看到每年评的这些模范呢大部分都是在这个收发室mail room 里边
you see the usually the staff of the year is from the mail room
或者 technology service
or technology service
或者呢就是还有秘书
or secretaries
因为他们接触的人最多
，because they will meet with a lot of people。
我们有250个人。
In our college, we have 250 people。
就是说，他们接触200人，就10%的话，他也，就是10%，他20%的话，他也可以拿到40票。
Okay, if the math is okay, if it's 20%, then it's 50 votes.
对，对不对
？50 votes，
对。但像我要接触都是这个就是老师教授和研究生
But I mainly deal with the professors and the PhD students
这个研究生呢又不参加选举
But the PhD student doesn't vote
这个老师呢主要接触的那都是一些搞科研的
And all the professors are dealing with research
所以加起来你想平时和对我了解的大概就是老师呢就有30个人
You know, all the people know me is about only 30 people.
就这30个人，100%的投票也就有30票。
Even the all vote for me is only 30 votes.
所以就是说，其实就是说，我也知道这个奖励是一种鼓励。
I know that awards is nothing but encouragement.
其实作为基督徒的不应该计较这些事情。
That Christians that we should really not count to these details.
但道理呢？道理虽然是明白的。
But even I understand this.
但是在发奖的时候，心中就有一种这种酸溜溜这种感觉。
But I still feel sour in this award ceremony.
这就是我们中国人说那个吃醋。
This is in Chinese is drinking the vinegar.
这就是嫉妒。这就是嫉妒啊。
This is envy.
就是现在想起来，实在是不应该。
This is not something I should do.
如果你想我们这个dean我们的院长会说，说这个 Mandy， 明天就让你到 mail room 去工作去。
If my dean told me that you should work in the mail room，
明天保证你能够评上先进。
And next year you will definitely become the staff of the year.
你觉得我会不会去
？Do you think I'll go？
我当然不会去，我会说这不是大材小用了。
I'll think why do you use a general for the soldiers？
我想想，实在就是我们很多地方就是我们人心不足。
It is our discontent in our heart.
我们不知道感恩
that we don't know how to do thanksgiving.
你知道我在中学和大学我最嫉妒的是什么吗？
Can you guess that what I envy the most when I was a student in college and graduate school?
你可能会以为我嫉妒那些比我学习好的学生。
You may be thinking I envy those that have better academics.
不是。
Nope.
我一直嫉妒那些比我个子长得高的弟兄。
I envy those who are taller than me.
因为什么呢
？Why？
因为你学习不好，你可以努力去改善。
If you do not have as good academics, you can always work hard to get it.
可是个子不高的，这是没有办法。
If you are short, there's nothing you can do.
所以在大学有一天，我不知道从什么地方，从报上看到一个小小的一个就是。一个新闻了。
One day I read the news in the newspaper.
就听说就是说，反正就是说，这个子高和个子低的人来比较起来，如果他工作效率是一样。
If we compare people with the same efficiency, and one is tall and one is short.
所以那些高的人呢，就是说比较起来，只不过是浪费食物和浪费布料而已。
Those tall people just waste food and clothes.
所以我就心里就非常解恨啊。
And I feel so soothing.
所以常常抬起来就引用这句话。
So I quote this sentence very often.
我想甘老师可能比我要强。
Right. Yeah, I'm just a little bit taller. Yeah, right. This much.
好，我们就谈了这个嫉妒。下面我们就看一看嫉妒的危害。
So let's talk about the damage of envy.
在箴言27:4讲到，愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜。唯有嫉妒谁能抵得住呢？
In Proverbs 27:4, anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy?
雅各书第8:6谈到着嫉妒呢入阴间的残忍。
In James 8:6, it says jealousy unyielding as the grave.
我们大家都知道这个香香之火可以燎原。
We all know that sparks can start a wildfire.
嫉妒呢，就是有一就像一个小火箱一样。
And envy is just like a spark.
如果你要不加以克服和提防呢，就会越烧越大。
If you don't prevent it, it will become wild.
就会由小小的嫉妒呢变成这个嫉恨。
And the envy will become hatred.
甚至变成仇恨。
Become severe hatred.
最后会造成一些严重的后果。
And it will have great consequences.
你不但会危害别人。
You will damage others.
你也会危害自己。
You will damage yourself.
这个圣经中呢就有许多嫉妒的例子。
And in the Bible there are many examples of envy.
今天我们就看两个例子，能够让我们引以为戒。
We'll look at two examples today so that we can use them as examples.
第一个我要给大家谈一下，就是说危害别人的例子。
The first thing is about how envy can damage others.
这次就是我刚才说就一种嫉妒，就是说你有些东西我没有，你也别想有。
This kind of enviness is that something that others have, but if I don't have it,you cannot have it either.
这是记在这个创世纪的最前面，在第四章。
This is the beginning of Genesis, chapter 4.
就是该隐的例子。
This is the example from Cain.
这上面列到就从创世纪记在第4:1-13。
This is recorded in Genesis chapter 4:1-13.
这也记载了就是说人类的就是第一个杀人案。
And this describes here the first murder case in human history.
并且发生在亲生的兄弟之间。
It's actually between brothers.
从这个经文中我们可以看出，就是该隐就是因为嫉妒呢，他起到这个杀机。
We know that the motive for murderer is envy.
首先我们从第一节我们看出夏娃给该隐起的名字就是意思呢就是得。
We know the Eve gave the name of Cain and the meaning is acquire.
这个得就是不仅要得到这个神要给的，也得到人给的。
Not only to acquire or get things from God, but get things from others.
所以这种得这种私欲呢就是发展越来越严重。
So these kind of desires to acquire more become more and more serious.
最后就有这个给神献祭的市场爆发出来。
And this broke out in the offering.
所以该隐和亚伯就是他的弟弟，就是献供物给神。
So Cain and Abel give offerings to God.
该隐呢就是献上他地里边土产。
Cain gave the fruit of the soil.
亚伯呢献上就是他的头生的。
And Abel gave the firstborn.
耶和华就看中了亚伯和他的供物。
The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering.
就看不中该隐和他的供物。
But on Cain and his offering, he does not look with favor.
该隐这个时候就心中就是就嫉妒起来。
So Cain have a lot of envy in his heart.
这个第4:5说该隐呢就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
And then in verse 5, he said that Cain was so angry and his face was downcast.
这里我们可以看出这个该隐是一个比较内向不太说话。
Cain is really an introvert person. He does not have a lot of words.
他有了这个嫉妒呢就是不说出来就藏在心里边。
He has this envy and he does not speak out, but he hides them in his heart.
这种人我觉得 是最危险。
I think this is the most dangerous case.
我想起这个大家都知道就这个在1991年10月1号在尔湾大学发生这个浙江美国的杀人事件。
If you remember, in 1991, October 1st, in University of Iowa, this a very famous murder case.
从国内北大来留学的这个留学生叫卢刚。
Is Gan Lu from the Peking University?
因为他嫉妒他的学师兄叫山林华。
He really envy his senior, 山林华。
山林华的论文呢就得到奖。
This Shan his thesis get this the best thesis award.
本来他想得到，结果他就没得到。
And he won that award, but he didn't get it.
并且山林华在系里边找到工作，而他没有。
And this Shan get the position in the department, and he didn't get it either.
他心里边有这个嫉妒呢，他也不说出来。
And he has this envy, but he didn't speak it out.
就藏在心里边。
He hid it in his heart.
最后呢，有这嫉妒呢，变成了仇恨。
And so this envy become hatred.
在那天下午3:30，在这个系里边的研讨会上。
3:30 in the department seminars。
就大家正在开会的时候。
During the meeting，
他就站起来拿起就拔出手枪。
He bring out the gun，
就把他的这个就把他师兄山林华和他这个导师就枪杀了。
He killed the senior his senior students and the his advisors.
还有另一个就是一个教授。
And another professor.
接着他又去把他系主任杀掉。
And killed the department head also.
最后呢又去杀了这个和对中国学生非常要好的这个副校长叫安妮和他的助手。
And also killed the associate dean and the his secretary and her secretary.Who are very friendly to Chinese.
最后呢，就是拔枪，就是最后自杀。
Then he killed himself.
所以事件发生以后，好多就是我们中国同学都很震惊。
This shocks the Chinese society.
特别是和这个卢刚很接近的人，也真是不敢相信。
People who close to this Gan Lu cannot believe it.
可见我们的人这个嫉妒啊，有多厉害。
So we can see how serious is our envy.
所以这个该隐呢，他也是这个嫉妒，他也实在大。他这个大大发怒，他都从这个脸上都表现出来。
So Cain was very angry, and this really showed in his face.
所以我们耶和华呢是监察人心的神呢。
God really looked into people's heart.
所以就给他提出警告。
So God gave him the warning.
就对他说：“你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳吗？”
He said that if you do what is right, will you not be accepted?
你若行得不好。就是说你若想得不好，罪就伏在门前。
If you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door.
神的意思就是说，如果你要不反省，要继续下去的话，就要犯罪。
Is this God is telling him that if you do not take precautions, then you will continue sinning.
还有就是说，接着神对就是说你如果你已经犯罪，但是你若能就是悔过该改正的话，那容会被接纳。
God is also saying that if you repent now, then you will still be accepted.
但是该隐没有听这个神的劝告。
But God does not hear the warning from God.
所以有这个嫉妒带来的这个愤怒呢，最终变成了这个记恨。
So the envy really develops into hatred.
这记恨呢就变成了残忍。
And this hatred developed into cruelty.
就在田间把他这个弟弟亚伯给杀了。
And he killed Abel in the fields.
就因此也犯了罪。
And he committed a great crime.
最终得到了耶和华的惩罚。
And he received the penalty from God.
但我知道弟兄姐妹，这种嫉妒你可能没有这种嫉妒。
I know you don't have this kind of envy.
如果有这么大的话，像我们今天也不会坐在这了。
If you have this kind of envy, you won't be sitting here.
但是你有没有就是别的一些嫉妒
？Do you have other kind of envy？
我想在我们日常生活中，这种嫉妒好像是经常发生的。
I think this kind of envy happens a lot in our daily life。
我想就举一个很简单的例子。
I'll give you a very simple example。
有些人开车就不喜欢别人 就是超过他。
Some people drive, you don't like others to pass you.
特别是当这个人你超过他，他感觉又超过你。
Actually, if he pass you more than one times,
你心里面就不平衡。
Then you have this imbalance in your heart.
特别你看这个人，一看哦，这个人开的是一个 Benz。
You look at it, is he actually drive a Mercedes Benz?
啊，你就开一个什么一个福特七八年一个老车。
You drive a 7-8 years old Ford.
你虽然不会去，好像嫉妒去撞他。
You may not be envy enough to hit him.
你心里可能会说，有什么了不起啊
？You may think, what good is about this?
不就开一部奔驰吗
？It's just a Mercedes Benz, right?
开到前面，警察给你个罚单。
Maybe the policemen are waiting for him to give him a note.
所以这也是一种嫉妒的心理。
And this is also a kind of envy.
我们再看一下上面的第二个例子，就是说啊，危害自己。
Let's look at the second example. Is damaging yourself.
这个就是拉结的例子。
This is the example of Rachel.
记载在创世纪第30:1-2.
It's recorded in the Genesis chapter 30:1-2.
拉结见自己不给雅各生子，就嫉妒他姐姐，对雅各说：“你给我孩子，不然我就死了。”
Rachel see that he cannot give birth to Jacob, so he envy her sisters and say to Jacob, say, give me children or I will die.
这个和我们刚才那个例子该隐不同的是，就是说该隐是嫉妒弟弟所献的供物。
This is different from Cain because Cain is envy about the offering from his brother.
他要让他弟弟死。
So he want his brother dead.
拉结呢是嫉妒呢他姐姐利亚呢伤孩子。
Rachel envy her sisters Leah that can bear a lot, who can bear a lot of children.
她嫉妒到一个地步要自己死。
He envy to the extent that she want to die herself.
就是我们知道根据如果你看创世纪前面第29章的话，你就会知道，这个利亚呢是拉结的亲姐姐。
If you look at the recording in the Genesis chapter 29, you will see that Leah is Rachel's sister, elder sister.
对，他们一同嫁给雅各。
And they both married to Jacob.
利亚长得这个不美丽，但是她却多产。
Leah does not look beautiful, but she bear a lot of children.
拉结她美丽呢，长得美丽，但是不生育。
Rachel is very beautiful, but she doesn't bear any children.
就因此呢，她就心里边生出嫉妒了。
So you really envy Leah.
他所嫉妒就是因为自己没有儿女。
He envy Leah because she does not have her own children.
当然别人有他就心里面就不顺眼。
So he cannot tolerate that Leah has many children.
当然我们知道在那个时候可能这个孩子对一个家庭来说是很重要的。
We know at that time that the children are really the symbol of importance.
就他担心他自己在家里边这种地位可能受到威胁。
Rachel may feel threatened in the family.
就所以就是因此而嫉妒他姐姐。
So that she envy her sisters.
这个例子就告诉我们，我们一些嫉妒呢，就是有一种这种得失的这种心理来的。
These tell us that the envy many times come from this worry about the gains and losses.
作为基督徒，我们本不该如此。
As Christians, we shouldn't do this.
但是呢，或多或少，我们都会存在有些像这个拉结这种嫉妒心理。
But more or less, that we envy, just like Rachel.
我们为了自己的面子要争高低。
We struggle because our face.
我们要争输赢。
We want to win or lose.
我们要把这个对手要把它比下去。
We want to win in every case against our enemy.
我们知道这个拉结呢，就是雅各舅舅的小女儿。
So, Rachel is the youngest daughter, of Jacob's uncle.
因为她长得这个美丽。
Because she was really beautiful.
是让雅各一见钟情。
So, Jacob developed this love at the first sight.
雅各为了跟她结婚呢，整整就给她这个舅舅多盖了14年。
And Jacob worked for his uncle for the entire 14 years to marry Rachel.
并且上面记得就是拉结结婚以后也深得雅各的这个疼爱。
And also after marriage, that Jacob continued loving Rachel very much.
但是这个利亚是拉结的姐姐，上面说她这个眼睛呢没有神气。
Leah was Rachel's elder sister, and in the Bible descriptions that Leah have weak eyes.
所以她虽然长得没有这个拉杰美丽，但是她却能够多生孩子。
But even Leah doesn't look beautiful, but she can bear a lot of children.
所以结婚没几年就噼里啪啦四个孩子就生下来了。
So in a few years, then Leah bear four children.
这不是下饺子那么容
易。It's not like dumplings, almost like dumplings.
但是我是。这个就是拉姐呢，她一个孩子都没生出来。
But Rachel does not have any children.
所以她就一定要生孩子，硬得把姐姐比下去。
So he wants children so much that so she can defeat her sister.
我在想到这里写的这个，我想着神其实是很蛮公平的。
I thought about God's fairness in this example.
他不把所有的好处呢都给一个人。
He didn't give all the advantage to one person.
像我们每一个人都有每个人的长处。
He gave a strength to every person.
所以拉杰已经有了美丽了，他还嫉妒他姐姐。
So even Rachel is so beautiful, but she still envy her sister.
其实他姐姐可能还巴不得有她的美丽呢。
Maybe Leah actually like to have the beauty of her.
所以这就让我们看到，就是我们人常常的这个人心不足。
So we can see this discontent in people's heart.
看不到神在我们自己身上的祝福。
We cannot see the blessing from God in our heart.
看不到自己所有的。
We cannot see what we have.
就好像眼睛长在头上，老往外边看。
So like our eyes on our head, but we always look outwards.
看到别人所有的就嫉妒，就生气。
You look to others and you become angry.
有些先生就好像就老看别人太太好。
Some husbands really see that others' wives are better.
怎么温柔了，怎么贤惠了。
How gentle, how nice.
就不会欣赏自己太太身上的美德。
You cannot see the virtues in your own wife.
我们有些太太也会就是，也是一样的。
Some wives are just the same.
就不敢看见别的先生会点什么。
She cannot tolerate that other husbands are more capable.
就好像别人先生会什么，你自己先生也一定会。
If others husband can do one thing, then no, my husband should do the same.
别人先生会修屋顶了，那你为什么不去修屋顶了？
If others husband can fix the roof, then you tell your own husband, say, how about you fixing the roof too?
所以就是说，我们要个懂得这个有感恩的心的话，我们就不会嫉妒。
If we have a heart of thanksgiving, then we can avoid this kind of envy.
所以这个拉杰他因为这个有嫉妒的心
So Rachel because she has this heart of envy
所以他就不择手段
So he does choose all kinds of means
就让雅各与他的使女毗拉同房
So she gave her maid Bila to Jacob
结果孩子是生下来却不完美
Bila really have children from Jacob but this is not good
Bila 给他生了两个孩子，一个是叫 Dan， 一个叫 Naphtali。
Bila have two children. One is called Dan, and the other is Naphtali.
Dan 就是伸冤的意思。
Dan is means vindication.
那 Naphtali 呢，就是相争的意思。
Naphtali means struggles.
你这顾名思义呢，他就是说还是要相争。
From these names, you can see that she still want to struggle for it.
以替自己来伸冤。
She still want vindication.For herself.
这是何等的可悲。
This is such a pity.
后来神，我们知道后来神眷顾拉杰。
Later that God remember Rachel.
给她生了一个孩子。
So that she, Rachel also bear a child.
其实这个时候她应该这个心满意足了。
So Rachel should be really content now.
可是她并不知足。
But she's not content.
她给她儿子起名叫约瑟。
She gave the name of her son Joseph.
这个约瑟的名字呢，就是愿神呢再添给他一个儿子。
The meaning of Joseph is the one more, or may the Lord add me to another son.
神也就答应了他的要求。
And God answered her prayer.
结果他生小儿子这个便雅悯的时候呢，就难产而死。
But the Rachel was died from the hard labor to give her son Benjamin.
最后呢，我觉得还真应验了他前面所请求的。
I think this is actually fulfill what her original request.
他说什么呢
？What did Rachel said?
他说不然我就死了。
Or I will die.
所以我们有时候向神请教，我觉得不要随意抱怨，也不要为这一时的冲动 说一些不该说的话。
So we should be really careful for our plea to God, not out of impulses.
从我们从这个例子，我们会看到这个嫉妒所带来的这个严重的后果。
And in this example, we see the serious consequence from envy.
既危害别人呢，也危害自己。
It damages others, it damages yourself.
就像刚才我们所谈的箴言24章27章第四节说的。
It's just like the proverb, chapter 27, verse 4.
说这个愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜。唯有嫉妒，谁能抵得住呢？
It says that anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy?
这个就是说，嫉妒所带来的愤怒就像那个汹涌的这个狂澜一样。
He says the envy is bringing the anger that's so overwhelming.
它这个危害杀伤力是极大。
That its damaging power is so large,
没有人能够挡得住。
That nobody can stand against it.
如果你要是把这种愤怒爆发出来的话，你就要伤害别人。
If you this kind of anger erupted, then you will damage others.
如果你把这个愤怒藏在心里的话，你伤害的就是你自己。
If you bury this anger in your heart, then you damage yourself.
这也是我想起一个比喻。
I think about another parable.
有两个老鹰。
There are two eagles.
一个老鹰呢飞得快，另一个呢飞得很慢。
One fly fast, the other fly slow.
这个飞得慢的这个老鹰呢，就嫉妒那个飞得快的老鹰。
So the slow eagle envy the fast eagle.
有一次他看见这个一个猎人，他就对这个猎人说：“前面有飞得很快的那个老鹰，你帮我把它射下来。”
One time the slow eagle saw a hunter, so he told him that how about you shoot the fast eagle?
这猎人说我可以啊。
So the hunter said, I can do this for you.
但是我这弓上没有箭。
But I do not have arrows in my bow.
你把一根你的羽毛用。
I need to borrow one feather from you.
结果一射没有射中。
So he shoot the first arrow and didn't get the fast eagle.
所以猎人说，那你再把一根吧。
The hunter said, I need one more feather.
好，他就把了一根。
So the slow eagle give another feather.
所以他一直拔下去。
So he one after the other feather.
最后他拔光了，和猎人把他做住了。
So become a baron and just being captured by the hunter.
所以这个是一个很明显的教训。
This is also a clear lesson.
所以嫉妒呢，你结果不但危害到别人，也危害自己。
Envy can not only damage others, but can only damage yourself.
好，我们谈到危害，我们下面看一看这个嫉妒的来源。
Let's see the origins for envy.
我们会看一些圣经的一些经节。
Let's look at some passage in the Bible.
在加莱太书5章26节。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 26.
这谈到就是说，你们说不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
He said, "Let us not become conceited, provoking, or envy each other."
这还有另一个译本就谈另一个翻译的一个译本就是就是。把这个翻译成了你们不可骄傲，不可彼此激怒，互相嫉妒。
There's another Chinese translation.
对，加拉托书的5章19节到21节。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 to 21.
这边告诉我们，这个嫉妒呢，都是由这个情欲生出来的。
We see that this is all kind of the sinful nature.
这边说的情欲的事都是显而易见的。
He said that the acts of the sinful natures are obvious.
就如奸淫、污秽、淫荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、竞争、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、嫉端，还有嫉妒、醉酒、婚宴等类。
And he says the sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness and orgies.
约翰一书也告诉我们，2章16节也谈到说，因为凡是世界的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，都乃是从世界来的。
And also in 1 John chapter 2 verse 16 said, for everything in the world, the craving of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and what he does not come from the Father but from the world.
还有这个提多提前提摩的前书，然后就是说6章4节谈到他是自高自大一无所有，专好问难 争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄语。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 4 is recorded, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversy and quarrels about words that results in envy, strife, malicious talk, and evil suspicions.
由从这些经文我们看出这个嫉妒的起因呢，就是一种欲，就是欲望。
We can see that the origin of envy is the desire.
就像是满足自己的虚荣心。
Is to satisfy your own vanity.
贪图虚名。
That to you greed for this fame.
要荣耀的叫不是荣耀别人，是要荣耀自己。
You want to glorify yourself.
归根结底，就像这上面说的，就是眼目的情欲并今生的骄傲。
And it's just like saying the Bible, this is the lust of the eyes and the boasting of what you have and what you do.
这些呢都是从世界来的。
And this is from the world.
我们知道这世界的头呢就是撒旦。
We know the head of this world is Satan.
所以嫉妒的起源呢应该就是撒旦。
And the origin of the envy is Satan.
在这个以赛亚书第十四章十二到十四节谈到。
In Isaiah, Book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 12 to 14.
这个谈到这明亮之星早晨之子啊。
It talks about these old morning stars, son of the dawn.
这个明亮之星指的就是撒旦。
This means Satan.
说你何竟从天坠落。
How you have fallen from heaven.
你这广拜列国的何竟被砍倒在地上。
You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations.
你心里面曾说，我要升到天上。
You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven.
我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上。
I'll raise my throne above the stars of God.
我要坐在聚会的山上。
I'll sit enthroned on the mount of assembly.
在北方的极处。
On the utmost height.
我要升到高云之上。
I'll ascend above the tops of the clouds.
我要与至上者同等。
I'll make myself like the Most High.
那撒旦呢？他是嫉妒谁呢
？Satan, envy God.
他要与神同等。
He want to be like the Most High.
结果呢？他就背叛了神，与神作对。
So he betray God and become enemies of God.
所以他最后就成了一切恶魔势力的首领。
So he become the head of all evil.
所以呢，我们对这个嫉妒呢，绝不可掉以轻心。
So we really have to take precautions about envy.
不管你嫉妒的心理有多大，
no matter how great is the your heart of envy,
我们都要认真去对付。
We need to deal with it seriously.
千万不要做到这个撒旦的俘虏。
That we be we so that we do not become the captives of Satan.
我谈了这么多嫉妒。
I talk all these things about envy.
怎么能够做到不嫉妒呢
？But how can we achieve the status of not envying？
我给大家就是谈三点。
I'll bring three points。
只有六个字。
Six words。
第一个就是要感恩。
The first is thanksgiving。
在箴言二十三章十七节谈到。
In Proverbs chapter 23 verse 17。
说你们心中不要嫉妒罪人，只要终日敬畏耶和华。
It says, do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord.
帖前五章十六到十八节要谈到，你们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, it says, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances.
作为神的儿女，我们要常常数算主的恩典。
That as children of God, we should count our blessings.
我们知道这一切都是神所赐的。
We know that all is given by God.
所以神赐给我们的是最好的。
So what God gives us is always the best.
我们应该知足，我们应该感恩。
That we should content and we should give thanks.
如果你有了工作，不要嫉妒别人的工作比你好。
If you have a job, do not envy for others a better job.
不要嫉妒别人挣的钱比你多。
Do not envy for other higher salary.
你要看到有些人的工作还不如你。
You should see that there are jobs that's even inferior to yours.
还有好多人没有工作。
And there are many people even without a job.
如果你买了房子，也不要嫉妒别人的房子比你大。
If you have a house, do not envy others' larger house.
你要看到还有好些人还住在公寓里面。
You should see many are still living apartments.
所以不要在吃和穿这方面去和别人比。
Do not compare in these things you eat or you drink.
要比就比谁啊更爱主。
If you really want to compare who loved the Lord more.
比谁更有爱心。
Compare that who are more love in their hearts.
这个我想着爱心的大小和你这个生活的标准高低是没有关系的。
I think that the degree of love you have is independent of what you have in this world.
就拿我前面所举的例子，这个拉结来说。
Let's use the example of Rachel.
如果她有个感恩的心。
If she has a heart of thanksgiving,
她会感谢神赐给她美貌。
She will give thanks because of her beauty.
感谢她的丈夫雅各能够爱她。
He will thank for her husband's love.
她也就不会嫉妒她这个姐姐了。
Then she won't envy her sisters.
在这个雅各在创世纪三章三十节二节说了一句话。
Jacob actually say a word in chapter 30 verse 2.
他说一句话是什么呢？
What he said, what Jacob said.
他说叫你不生育的是神，我岂能代替他做主呢？
Am I in the place of God who has kept you from having children?
这就是说生育不生育这个权利掌握在神的手中。
This means that the authority of having children is really in the place of God.
不在人的手里边。
Not in the hands of men.
因为儿女呢是神所赐给我们的产业。
Because children are the properties that are given by God.
你有了呢也不要骄傲。
If you have it, do not feel boastful.
如果没有也不要自怜。
If you don't have it, don't feel pity.
或觉得好像低人一等。
Or feel inferior.
其实就是说多种的多收，少种的少收。
It's just that reap, if you sow more, you'll reap more. You sow less, you'll reap less.
神给你的多，神向你索取的也多。
If God give you more, He will ask for more from you.
他赐给你孩子，也把这个也交给你责任。
He give you children, then He also give you responsibilities.
比方说，你有了孩子，这孩子的这个生活、教育、成长，你都要操很多的心。
If you have children, then his life, his education, you have to worry about it.
你要付出很多的精力。
You're going to give a lot of efforts to it.
特别是在我们现今这个社会，孩子要学的这个项目更多。
And especially in our society, there's a lot of things that the kids have to learn.
你看看这个学校现在课程，比我们以前学的要多得多。
And you look at the present curriculum, is more than what we had.
并且还要什么学钢琴了小提琴了
you still have to do the pianos the violins
还有一些体育活动课外活动
the exercises social activities
什么 sleepover 了还有这个商务 party 什么东西
过夜跟 birthday party
所以你要常常去接送
you have to give all the rights
另外这孩子大了一些也有他自己的主意
Also, when the kids start growing up, he has his own ideas.
要么你说一句呢，他就反驳你好几句。
If you say one sentence, he will reiterate for several.
也就是他不反驳你，他该做什么还做什么。
Even he doesn't retaliate, but he doesn't follow your words.
所以常常就是在教育孩子方面，你要也伤好多的气。
Many times we get a lot of anger in educating our kids.
所以就说你。带孩子这个责任也是很大的。
So this is a great responsibility for our children.
所以神要是我想不给你孩子呢，反而轻省。
If you don't have children, you actually have much less responsibility.
想要在这个开学期间，要你想休假想走就走。
During the semester, if you want to take a vacation, you can take it anytime.
对，你不考虑这个小学有没有放假。
You don't have to think about whether the grade school have vacations too.
所以同样，如果你升职了。
Also for your promotion.
虽然你的权力大了。
You have a larger power.
相应的报酬也多了。
You have higher salary.
但你的责任也相应的增加了。
But then you have a larger responsibility too.
最近我们商学院在招院长。
With these days that our business school is looking for a new dean.
我们现任的这个院长干了两个任期十年，他决定不干了。
Our present dean has served two terms. That's for 10 years.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个责任太多。
Because there are many responsibilities.
压力太大。
Lots of pressure.
这个所有的商学院，听说这个院长是平均是五年。
In most of the business school, the average duration of a dean is only 5 years.
就拿我自己来讲。
Look to myself.
虽然我个子长得 不高
even though I'm short
可是我常常在学校还看见还有比我低的同学
but I still see people that are shorter than me
难道我不应该感谢神吗
shouldn't I just really give thanks to God
那个前两个礼拜六我去这个纽约参加我们校友这个刘凯的婚礼。
2 weeks ago, I attend a wedding of our alumni, 刘凯。
我们四个人租了一部车。
We rent a car for 4 people.
去的时候呢，我和这个永华就坐在后边。
On the way there, I was sitting in the back seat with 永华。
那个车呢不算太大。
It's not a big car.
但是坐起来很舒服。
But you know, we feel very comfortable.
然后回来的时候呢，碧青要和我们回来。
And on the way back,碧青joined us.
我们后边坐了三个人。
We have 3 people in the back seat.
就一直坐回来以后，我们都感觉好像还很舒服。
We still feel very comfortable.
就到了以后，我就在想说，如果我们换一个人，一个是又高又大的人。
If I think about if I was a really big and tall,
因为我觉得情况可能就不同了。
I don't think we'll be the same.
所以难道我们不应该感谢神吗
？So shouldn't we give thanks to the Lord?
我爸爸比我长得高很多。
My father was much taller than me.
他在他吃了很多的苦。
But he suffered a lot in his life.
他也没有很好的这个教育。
And he didn't receive a good education.
你说难道我不应该感谢神吗
？Shouldn't I give thanks to God?
总之，这些学业、这些职业，还有这些钱财、婚姻、儿女，我们都不应有了，我们也不要骄傲。
So in all the things we have, it's marriage, our life, our academics, that we have it, we shouldn't feel boastful.
我们没有，我们也不要嫉妒。
If we don't have it, we shouldn't envy.
因为这些都在乎神。
Because this is all from God.
神给我们，我们就欢欢喜喜来领受。
If God gives us, then we'll take it with joy.
我们要感谢神。
We will give thanks to Him.
神不给我们，我们也欢欢喜喜来领受。
If God does not choose not to give us, then we still receive it with a joyful heart.
如果我们是一个常常感恩的人，我们就不会有嫉妒的心。
If we are a person who knows how to give thanksgiving, then we are not envy.
下边我就谈第二点，就是要有盼望。
The second point is hope.
一般来讲，就是说这个对义人的这个行动，我们比较容易接受。
In general, that if a righteous person he do well, then we can take it.
但对恶人的成功，我们就常常是难以忍受。
If for the success of an evil person, then it's very difficult to tolerate.
我们都大家都觉得恶人，他如果是胡作非议的话，胡作非为的话，他应该受到这审判。
So the penalty should be given to the evil deeds of the evil man.
但好多恶人说，往往是这个凡事顺利。
But actually, these evil men actually have a very smooth path.
他这个步步高升
，he climb higher and higher，
连我们就是愤愤不平
，and we feel all the grudges in our heart，
所以我们就发生这个嫉妒之心
，so we have this heart of envy。
特别在现在在我们的国内，现在这个阶段，经济发展的很快
，especially now in China we have a very fast economical development，
但这个制度呢，并不完善
，but we don't have a good institution。
所以很多人就靠着这个不正常的手段。
So many use a very uncommon or abnormal deeds, means.
靠着关系，靠着后门。
Through a relationship, through back doors.
相会受贿。
Use bribery.
还有一些，特别是还有一些这个高干的子女，凭着他这个父母的权利。
Especially the children of the high officials use their parents' authority.
发财致富。
So they become very rich.
看到这些现象，我们会心里边常常会在问。
Many times we see this, we ask this question in our heart.
我们就会感到不平。
We feel imbalance.
我们就说这到底是为什么呀
？We say why.
但是我们神呢，是一位检查人心的神。
But God really looks into our heart.
他早知道我们有这种想法。
He knows very much in advance that we will think about this.
所以在2000多年就借着诗篇37:1就告诫我们。
So he warned us in Psalms.
他说不要为作恶的心怀不平也不要嫉妒恶人、
Do not envy the evil and the crooked
也不要在箴言30:30还说不要嫉妒强暴的人、
Do not envy those violent people
也不可选择他们所想的路
Do not choose their path
那么为什么呢
Why
因为这个世界本身就是弯曲悖逆的
is because this world is itself it's evil and crooked.
那些就是行不义的人，能够活在这个弯曲悖逆的世界里，所以他们能够适应这个社会。
So isn't it right that these evil people will adapt better in this evil world?
既然他们能够适应，他们就和这个社会呢同流合污了。
So if because they can adapt better, they can follow the trends better.
我们基督徒如果一发软弱
，if we have our weakness，
我们看到世人的光景比我们强
；if we see these evil people have much better things than us，
看见我们有穷苦，看见我们有重担。
We see our own poverty, our burdens.
我们有十字架，我们有疾病。
We have the Christ cross. We have our illness.
我们有各种各样的难处。
We have all kinds of difficulties.
我们就会生出这个嫉妒恶人的心。
They will have this envy for the evil people.
但忘记将来呢，还有这个，还为恶人存在着审判。
Then we should remember there is judgment reserved for those evil people.
有这个荣耀为我们来预留。
There are glory reserved for us.
所以对这个嫉妒，我觉得对这种嫉妒呢，我觉得我们有两种态度。
So facing the envy, I think we should have two kinds of attitudes.
一种就是说他们多行不义，必自备。
The first thing is that God will bring His judgment to those people.
如果他们现在存留还是时候神的是这个神的时候还没有到。
If they still prosper now, it means that this is not the time.
在诗篇三十七章第二节说，他们入草。快被割下，又入青菜，快要枯干。
In Psalm 37, verse 2, he say that for like the grass, they will soon wither; like green plants, they will soon die away.
在箴言第二十四章第二十节也说到。
In the Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 20,
他说：“因为恶人终不得善报，恶人的当也必熄灭。”
And he says, "For the evil man have no future hope."And the lamps of the wicked will be snuffed out.
所以我们不应该羡慕恶人。
So we shouldn't envy those evil people.
所以有些人虽然是出奇的有名或者有钱。
Many people they are strangely famous or wealthy.
这不管他们拥有多少。
It doesn't matter how much they have.
他们都会像草一样枯干死去。
They will still like the grass being soon withered.
更不要说这些不义之财所伴随的常常是提心吊胆。
Not to mention that all these unrighteous wealth really bring them these worries.
不知道哪天东窗事发。
You don't know when this event will be broken out.
结果落得人财两空。
And then they will lose both their own life and their wealth.
在2005年十月十七日。
In the year of 2005, October 17th.
河南省的副省长吕德斌因为雇凶杀妻案被处决。
There's a vice, a governor of Henan. He was sentenced to death because he murdered his wife.
因为为什么记得他呢
？Why do I remember this person?
因为国海，大家知道国海常常给我提过这件事情。
You remember our previous there's a brother in our church called 夏国海。
对，他是这个原来是我们家庭团契的组长。
He's the group leader of our family family fellowship.
因为那个时候的他的心情是非常沉重。
He has a very saddened heart.
因为这个，吕德斌呢和他在大学里边是同一个导师。
This vice governor, 吕德斌 actually has the same advisor, with 国海 at the time they are graduate students.
吕德斌然后是在美国留学，拿了博士以后回去。
And this vice governor actually received his degrees from America and then returned to China.
很快的就提拔成这个院长。
And then he became dean,
提拔成校长
，become a president,
最后就得提拔成这个副省长
，and then become a vice a governor.
但是最后呢，因为他这个被妻子捉奸
later because she was caught in an affair,
所以要把
by his wife,
他妻子威胁就说要把他这个行贿受贿的事情都要写出来列在单子上。
So his wife threatened him that to give out all this information.
他怕这些事情能够抖露出来，所以就雇人把他妻子杀掉。
So he was afraid that this will eventually broke out. So he hired some people to murder his wife.
所以最后呢，也赔上了自己的生命。
Then he was sentenced to death.
就即使这些人很幸运，他就是说在他的一生没有被发现。
even this person, his evil deeds was not discovered in his life.
他也就是能够这些东西只能够维持他的一生而已。
And these things is not going longer than his life.
所以我们基督徒呢和他们不同。
We Christians are different from them.
我们在天上有更大的财富。
We have our wealth in heaven.
我们有活泼的盼望。
We have this living hope.
在彼得前书第一章三到四节说
In the First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 4
说愿颂赞于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
In praise be to GodAnd Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
我们可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you.
这彼得，在他的彼得前书二章十一也告诉我们说，亲爱的弟兄啊。你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要借肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Also in the same book of First Peter, chapter 2, verse 11, he said, "Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires, which war against your soul."
这里提到的活泼的盼望，就是那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存葬在天上的基业。
The living hope that was mentioned here is the one that will never perish, spoil, or fade.
这天上的基业呢，也就是我们在基督里所对的各种属灵的恩典与福气。
So what is this heavenly inheritance? Is the we Christians can obtain from God?
也就是我们在神国中与神永远所享受这荣耀的权利。
That we can enjoy this glory and power with God in heaven.
如果我们有这活泼的盼望，我们就不会再在乎地上的事。
If we have this living hope in heaven, then we'll not care so much about the things in this world.
就像彼得刚才说，我们在地上只不过是客旅。
Just like Peter said, we are not nothing but a traveler and strangers in this world.
我们只是寄居的。
We're just a traveler.
这眼前的这些利益都不过是暂时的。
And all we have seen in front of our eyes is not forever.
还有就是，我们回想我们信主前和他们不是一样的吗？
And we can think about, no, before we believe in the Lord, we're just like those evil people.
我们也不是恶人吗?
We are also evil.
神不嫌弃我们,爱我们,就给了我们救恩。
And God does still love us and give us salvation.
所以我们为什么还嫉妒他们呢?
And why do we envy other people?
所以我们应该是爱他们,传福音给他们。
So we should love them and pass on the gospel to them.
为他们祷告。
And pray for them.
这才是正确的方法。
And this is the right method.
第三点就是爱神。
The third attitude we should have is to love God.
所以我们今天说的这爱是不嫉妒。
We say that love does not envy.
这里所说的爱不是说只是那个，我记得于龙和牧师都讲的，不是这个物质的爱。
This is I remember the sermon from Brother Yu Long. This is not the eros.
也不是指情感方面的爱。
And this is not the emotional love or philos.
这个爱是指神的爱。
And this is the God's love, but the agape.
神的爱就是说无条件的爱。
This is unconditional love,
不改变的爱。
Never changing love.
虽然这个物质的爱和情感的爱会随着这个时间来改变。
So material love and emotional love will change with time.
但神的爱是无条件的。
But God's love is unconditional.
是永远不改变的。
Will never change.
约翰福音三章十六节说
In Gospel John, chapter 3, verse 16,
说神爱世人，神只将他的独生子赐给他们，叫且信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life."
罗马书第五章第八节又说到，唯有基督还在我们，在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
In Romans 5:8, He says, "God demonstrated His own love, in this." So God loves us is not to wait for us to have no sin.
他爱我们是没有条件的。
He loves us, His love is unconditional.
是永不改变的。
It's never changing.
所以我们要不嫉妒呢，就首先要有神的爱。
So if we does not envy, that we have to have God's love first.
那么怎么样才能有神的爱呢
？So how can we have God's love first？
就好像你说一个电灯要发啊、要发亮，必须要有电源。
It's just like a like a lamp or like a bulb. It has to have electricity.
So we 要有神的爱，我们必须要和神连接起来。
So we have to connect to God to have His love.
我们就是要爱神。
We have to love God.
你爱神越深，得到神的爱就越多。
The more you love God, the more love you will obtain from God.
在彼得前书第二章一到三节还说到。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒。诡诈并假善嫉妒并且毁谤的话就爱慕那纯洁的灵奶像财上的婴孩爱慕奶一样叫你们因此见长一直得救你们若尝过主恩的滋味就必如此
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 Therefore rid yourself of all malice and all deceit hypocrisy envy and slander of every kind like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvationNow that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
这里边告诉我们要有一颗爱慕的心。
Here you tell us that we should have these cravings.
要像小孩爱慕良奶一样。
It's like a craving, like a newborn baby.
要渴慕灵命的增长。
That we're craving for this spiritual milk.
要渴慕神的话语。
Craving for His word.
我们只有把我们自己心打开。有渴慕的心，乐意亲近神，神就会把他的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
If we have opened our hearts, then what God will pour His love into our hearts.
所以我们的爱心渐渐长大了，我们多了，那么就嫉妒就自然少了。
So if we have more love, then we'll have less envy.
最后我想用一个就是爱的伟人来结束。
At last, I'll use an example of love to end.
这个就是伦德莎修女。
This is Mother Teresa.
在1997年9月5日。
In 1997, May, September 5th,
有一个生命离开了我们。
Her life left us.
这一天呢，全世界都哭了。
And in this day, all the world cried.
天也哭了。
In the heaven cried too.
印度的这个加尔各答大雨倾盆。
In Calcutta, it rained cats and dogs.
所以在大雨中痛苦的人有回教徒有印度教徒有基督徒有伊斯兰教徒还有佛教徒
In those people who cry in this heavy rain including Muslims, Indians, Christians and the Buddhist
而死去的这个人呢就是伦德莎修女
and the person who died is Mother Teresa
她是一个天主教徒
He is a Catholic
为什么呢
Why?
因为她爱神爱得深
Because she loved the Lord so deep
神也就把巨大的爱和力量赐给她。
And God gave her great strength and love.
她十八岁呢就来到印度。
She came to India at the age of 18.
为什么她去印度？因为印度是一个最贫穷的地方，最贫穷的地方。
The reason why she went to India is because India at that time have the poorest area in the world.
她到印度呢，就是一去就是就在那度过了他的一生。
He been to India and spent all her life.
一直到1997年去世，整整59年。
He spent 59 years of her life in India.
所以他的去世呢，被印度人呢称为是失去了母亲。
The India says that they lost their mother by losing Mother Teresa.
就是印度总理还说他是少有的慈悲天使。
The premier of India said that he's one of the very few merciful angels.
它是光明和希望的象征。
It's a symbol of brightness and hope.
它抹去了千千万万人苦难的眼泪。
She wiped away all the tears of sorrows.
它给印度带了巨大的荣誉。
He gave bring great glory to India.
1997年，这个伦德莎修女她得了诺贝尔奖。
In 1997, he received the Nobel Peace Prize.
她当时两奖的时候穿这个价值一美元的印度纱丽走上去两奖。
He only wear a clothes that worth about $1 to receive the awards.
他常常穿着这个一美元的这个衣服呢，去接见总统，接见任何人。
She wear these a clothes of $1 to see presidents and many people.
他所创建的这仁爱传教修女会有$4亿的资产。
The missionary of charity she established have more than $400 million in assets.
但是他一生却坚守贫困他住的地方只有两样东西只有两样电器一个是电灯一个是电话
but she adhered to this poverty. Where she lived, she had two electrical appliances. One is a lamp, the other is a telephone.
她只有这个，她的所有的全部财产只有，就是一个耶稣像，三套衣服，一双凉鞋。
Her all property she had herself is a statue of Jesus, three sets of clothing, and one pair of shoes.
从来不穿袜子。
She never wears socks.
她是那么瘦小。
She's very short.
所以她在演讲的时候呢，就大家只能够伸长脖子，不伸长这个脖子才能看见她。
You really have to stand high to see her during the award ceremony.
当她但是在她演讲说话的时候，台下是鸦雀无声。
But she when she speak, there's total silence.
当他知道这个颂奖大会这个宴席要花这个$7,000的时候
，When you know that award dinner will spend about $7,000,
他就恳求这个主席取消宴席。
He asked the chair to cancel the dinner.
他说这笔钱呢就足够15,000人吃一天了。
He said that this is enough for a 15,000 people to feed for one day.
可是你们只讲135个人。
But all the people in the award dinner is only 135.
所以这个宴会呢就取消了，这个钱呢就给了他。
So the dinner party was canceled, and the money was given to Mother Teresa.
并且同时呢，还有这个40万的所捐来的贷款，
And then she received $400,000 more because of her acts.
她把她就是所得的那个诺贝尔奖牌也给卖掉了。
She sold actually the plaque from the Nobel Peace Prize.
她说这个奖牌要不为穷人服务的话，就一钱不值。
She said the plaque worth nothing if it's not given to the poor.
如果说你能够把你的钱财捐出来是可以做到的话
If you can really give all your money
但是能把那些身体溃烂就是发臭长蛆的人抱在怀中你能做到吗
But can you do all these dying people who are also decaying in your bosom
对就还有那些像鬼一样的人就是马上要离开人世的人你能够把他紧紧抱在怀中吗
Those dying people who really look like a ghost, can you still embrace them?
你能够和他亲切地说话吗
Can you still talk to him dearly?
你能够把那些艾滋病人抱在你的怀中吗
Can you hold those people who have AIDS?
我觉得我是做不到的。
I don't think I can do it.
这说明我的爱还是不够。
I think my love is limited.
不是我爱人不够。
It's not that I don't love enough people.
而是我爱基督爱得不够。
But I don't love sufficiently for Christ.
这个伦扎修女她说得好
This is a famous saying from Mother Teresa
她说你有多爱耶稣你就会多爱他们
She said that if you how much you love Jesus is how much you will love others
下面我提几个问题请大家想一想
I'll bring out several questions for you to think about
说伦扎修女她只有三套衣服你想她会嫉妒那些穿名贵衣服的人吗
Mother Teresa have three sets of clothes. Do you think she envy those people have a name brand clothes?
她居住简陋你想她会嫉妒那些在宽大房子里面居住的人吗
She live in poverty. Do you think she envy those people in big houses?
她一生没有结婚你想她会嫉妒那些拥有英俊先生的夫人吗
Mother Teresa doesn't get married for all her life. Do you think she will envy for those people with handsome husband
我们就不要说嫉妒你说她会羡慕那些名誉权利和地位吗
not to think about envy do you think she will admire the fame and the power
我想答案是不会的
I don't think so
为什么呢
why
因为她爱基督胜过这一切
because he loved Christ more than anything else
那基督的爱就让她胜过这一切
so God's Christ's love make him overcome all this
所以弟兄姐妹什么是爱？这就是爱。
So this is love, and
这就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
这就是爱是不嫉妒。
This means God does not envy.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，你知道我们的软弱。
Lord, you know all our weakness.
你教导我们爱是不嫉妒。
You teach us about love does not envy.
虽然我们也明白这个道理。
Although we understand this principle,
但是常常想不出来。
But we cannot do it.
求主来帮助我们。
Lord, we ask you to help us.
挪去我们心中的骄傲。
To take away the boastfulness in our heart.
赐给我们爱神爱人的心。
Give us this love for God and others.
让我们在你的爱里一天一天长大。
That we will grow in your love every day.
让以基督的爱 来爱我们周围的人。
That we'll use a Christ love to love people around us.
作为一个蛮有爱心的人。
And we become a person full of love.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.